This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I'm Jeffrey Frazier. Those who don't know me, and this is the first time listening. So today on this episode, we're going to talk about how a former 52-year-old police officer has been accused of raping 35 black victims. There's been accusations of rape, intimidation, and sexual misconduct. And he actually stole funds from the city of Philadelphia. Okay. Before we get started with this horrendous report that I'm about to do right now, we have some announcements. My podcast is also registered on anchor.com. If you can, you can go to my podcast on anchor.com and you can leave a monthly donation of 99 cents, $5 or $10 if you like this podcast. Any monthly donation will be appreciated. It will be used for studio time and live video live streams of my podcast. My Twitter is at Ghetto Calvacade. Well, you can go to my Instagram, which is BlackKage840. If you go to my Instagram of BlackKage840, you'll have a list of my bios. You'll have links to my Twitter. You'll have links to my Twitch account, and you have links to my Facebook page. Also, if you want to watch me on Twitch, my Twitch account is JeffGamer55Ryer. That's Jeff, J-E-F-F, Gamer, G-A-M-E-R, 55, capital R, Y-E-R. Okay, now we're going to get into this horrendous report right now. The first article I'm going to read is from a news, it comes from CBSNews.com, comes from a news reporter. Report comes from a news reporter by the name of Christian Johnson, KYWN News Radio. Alright. Philadelphia. A former Philadelphia police officer was arrested Tuesday on allegations that he sexually assaulted male witnesses and suspects over his decade-plus career as a detective. Philip Norda was arraigned Tuesday after one of more than 35 counts. Much of the grand jury report was redacted to protect the identity of the victims and the allegations. But a handful of pages were unsealed, knowing the type of accusations of rape, intimidation, and sexual misconduct and theft of city funds. A spokesperson for the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office declined to comment further on the recommended charges against the 52-year-old former police department veteran Norda, who was working in the homicide division at the time, was fired 2017 after his allegations were made that he placed funds in a witness commissary account and that he fraternized with people who were connected to criminal investigations. Disturbing, troubling, quite frankly, a lot of it's sickening, Philadelphia Police Chief Richard Ross told CBS radio affiliate KYW of the allegations. Norda was ordered held without bail during a hearing Tuesday, KYW reports. A defense attorney said no, and court Norda maintained his innocence. Sportsperson for the police union said union officials had reviewed the charges and would not be representing Norda. Authorities allege Norda used position to intimidate and groom male suspects and witnesses into sexual acts, and that he used intimidation and manipulation to keep the victims coming forward. Nordo used his power and position to coerce and intimidate his potential victims. The grand jury report says he groomed them to submit to the sexually coercive advances by gaining their trust and bestowing favors onto them. After the periods of grooming, Nordo sexually assaulted them. One victim reported in 2005 when he was arrested, Nordo goaded him into masturbating in an interrogation room, alleging the detective kissed him during the encounter, according to the report. The victim reported the incident to jail employees, but it was unclear for the report whether any disciplinary action was taken. The grand jury reported noted the victim has since died in a homicide and the case have not been solved. The report said Nordo asked incarcerated people that homosexual inmates who are being prepared for release to be referred to him so he can have sex with them or sexually groom them. He regularly volunteered to transport subjects or witnesses for other detectives, often using the time alone to allegedly ask personal questions that might allow him to cultivate relationships, the report said. The report says he sometimes targeted individuals who were handcuffed or shackled, and his dominating position reduced the individual's ability to resist or report the assault. Authorities said victim alleged Nordo would display his firearm during these encounters and tell victims no one would believe them if they reported the alleged incidents. Nordo implied that coming forward would cause serious problems for them, the report says. The report says Nordo threatened some people with arrest or prosecution without probable cause, helped others avoid prosecution to rarely profitable crimes they had committed, and coerced false witness statements and sought promises of loyalty in exchange for promises of his own loyalty. The potential charges also include account theft by deception, because authorities said that Nordo filed false claims for reward money and other incentives worth a total of $200,000 for some of the victims. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported in July the district attorney's office had agreed not to challenge the dismissal of charges in at least one murder case where Nordo had been accused of having inappropriate contact with several witnesses. A second suspect who had pleaded guilty to charges in the same homicide was granted immediately parole instead of being sentenced to potential decades in prison. See if I can read a couple of articles about this guy. See if I can find more information. All right. What's his name? Philip Nordo. Top stories, Associated Press, ex-detective charges a sexual assault of witnesses. This is the Washington Times. This is by Associated Press, Tuesday, February 19, 2019. A former Philadelphia police officer was arrested Tuesday on allegations he assaulted male witnesses and suspects over his decade-plus career as a detective. A George Order 52, Philip Nordo, held without bail in protective custody during a preliminary arraignment Tuesday afternoon to more than 35-count grand jury precedent. Nordo pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is a two-year case, and I'm recently just finding out about this. Okay. Most of the grand jury report was redacted to protect the identity of victims and the allegations, but in a handful of pages were unsealed Tuesday showing multiple accusations of rape, intimidation, and sexual misconduct and theft of city funds. A spokesperson for the Phillip District Attorney's Office declined to comment further on the charges against 52-year-old former police department veteran Nordo, who was working in a homicide division at the time, was fired in 2017 after allegations was made that he was placed funds in the witness commissary account and that he had fraternized with people who connected to criminal investigations. A spokesperson for the police union said union officials have reviewed the charges and will not be representing Nordo. During the court hearing Tuesday, Nordo's attorney, Michael Van Der Veen, said that the former homicide detective maintains his innocence. Authorities allege in a grand jury report that Nordo used his position to intimidate and groom male witnesses and suspects into sexual acts. One victim reported in 2005, where he was redacted, Nordo Gordon him and masturbating in an interrogation room, alleging that the detective kissed him during the counter, according to the report. The victim reported an incident to jail employees, but it was unclear from the report that any disciplinary action was taken. The grand jury noted that the victim since died in a homicide and the case has not been solved. The Nordo asked the homosexual inmates who were being prepared to release to refer to him as a regular. He volunteered to transport suspects or witnesses from other detectives, often using the time alone to allegedly ask personal questions that allow him to cultivate relationships. Okay, this is basically the same article from a different website. This is very scary. I don't like the idea that there's police officers raping black people, coercing black people, and there's one of the darn guys that reported him who's got killed in a homicide and the cases still have not been solved. That's actually suspect. That's the thing, man. When you call out these police officers for doing something wrong, some of these guys who are criminals in blue, they will go back for the form of retaliation and they have you killed and they'll be able to get away with it. All right. Let's see if there's other reports of police officers sexually assaulting people, and because I've heard of this. Sexually assaulting people in jail cells. Give me 1 second. There's an article in 2015 from CNN.com. City allowed Rikers officers to rape inmates. This is right. Yeah. They keep talking about closing Rikers Island down. I want to know when they're going to do that. All right. This article is from... Well, this article is by David Shortnell of CNN, and it was updated on Friday, May 22nd, 2015. So this is 5 years ago. City allowed Rikers officers to rape and sexually abuse inmates. Two women are suing a corrections officer at Rikers Island in the city of New York, claiming that they were raped repeatedly by the officer with the complacency and the consent of the city. The explosive class action suit filed on Tuesday in federal court details reports of serial rape and sexual abuse by 8 correction officers at an all-female Rose and Singer Center in New York City jail complex, including a case where the inmate was dragged into a janitor's closet and another where the inmate became corrected. One of the plaintiffs, identified in the complaint only as Jane Doe Second, reported the rapes to a mental health clinician and later a doctor. To the city department investigation, Sue says, but told nothing could be done. My God, you talk to a psychiatrist and they tell you they can't help you. That's bad. The abuse is only possible because in the face of repeating warnings, the city of New York has enabled a culture of complacency to perpetuate at Rikers Island and thereby consented to the abuse of women in its custody, the suit says. The suit names corrections officer Benny Santiago as the alleged rapist of the two unnamed women. According to the suit, Santiago's actions were open and notorious, though the officers in the center failed to report him. When one of his alleged victims was believed to have reported the rape, Santiago released other inmates from their cells who then crowded the victim's cell, yelling at her for snitching, court's report saying. Santiago alleged told the other victim that he had to preserve her family from his packed car, implicitly threatened her family in court in order to coerce her in submitting to the abuse, the suit said. The spokesperson for the Department of Corrections said that the office does not comment on pending litigation, but added that DOC has a serial tolerance policy regard to sexual abuse and assault, and there is no place at the DOC for the mistreatment of any inmate. CNN could not locate Santiago for comment, and questions left with the city's correction officers unit was unanswered. He is currently on modified duty, a position where he does not interact with inmates, according to the Department of Corrections. The plaintiffs, represented by the Legal Aid Society, seek damages from Santiago, as well as an overhaul in the Department of Corrections policy in order to break what they call a future systemic rape. Santiago abused the two women in unrestricted areas, and it was not monitored by security cameras and would wait until the center captains had made their supervisory rounds, which were made at the same time every day, the complaint says. The 2012 Department of Justice survey named Rose M. Singer Center under the 12 high-rate facilities nationally for cases of sexual misconduct against inmates by staff. According to the survey, which is cited today, Sue, 5.9% of inmates at the center said they were sexually victimized by the facility staff. Sexual violence at a record proportions in DOC and rape and other abuse of women in the epidemic in the Rose M. Singer Center said that Seymour W. James, the attorney in chief of the Legal Aid Society. In a statement, a source person for the New York City Law Department said that allegations were reviewed once we are served with the lawsuit. The suit filed Tuesday comes after months of federal prosecutors in New York chose a civil rights lawsuit against the city for excessive abuse force and the inmates by correction officers at Rikers. Announcing the suit in December, U.S. Attorney Pete Barrera said much more needs to be done to safeguard the constitutional rights of inmates at Rikers to ensure that the safe and secure environment not for the inmates but also for the staff too. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced last month that plan to tackle city's court delays in turn reduce the population at the jail, the city's main point of incarceration. Despite this efforts to clean up the facility, this week's lawsuit is the only latest in a string of recent scandals to underscore the dysfunction. In January, the New York City Department investigation report found that more of the 30 correction officers at Rikers were hired despite glaring past their merits, including multiple prior arrests and convictions, prior association with gang members, or relationships with the inmates. And last week, an employee with a facility contracted healthcare provider was arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle synthetic marijuana and others contraband into Rikers, according to NYPD Sergeant Lee Jones. CNN has another report. 2014 federal report finds Alabama prison toxic female inmates abused. This seems to be a problem. Let me read another article. This is a terrible way to start a Sunday morning. Fact check: can police legally rape people in 35 spades? Oh my God. A pair of articles about the legality of rape in police custody confused social media readers. What? Nani? Get out of here. In 35 states, no law expressly defined all sex between police officers and detainees as non-consensual. Whilst, however, rape by police officers is illegal in 50 states. In February 2018, two recently published articles led to claims that 35 states allow police officers to rape women being held in custody. There are currently 35 states in which police officers can rape women in police custody and not be prosecuted and convicted of a felony. This is 2018. Our policing system is not broken. It is flawed by design. This article stems from the case of a New York City teenager who accused two officers and handcuffed her and taken turns raping her and a policeman. While some readers above read the coverage of the case claim is legal to policially sexually assault victims in custody, the truth behind the claim was that consensual sex in between an on-duty officer and detainee was not explicitly legal in 35 states. Such statements stem from poor readings of a February 7, 2018 story published by BuzzFeed News. The report began with the account of alleged assault of a teenager named Anna from Brooklyn. Inside a van, Anna said the detectives took turns raping her in the backseat as the van cruised through the streets and she sat handcuffed, crying and repeating, telling them no. Between assaults, she said, a van pulled over so the cop can switch drivers. Less than an hour later, a few minutes drive from all where it began, the police detectives dropped Anna off at the side of the road, a quarter mile from a police station, Sevier Village Souls. She stood on the sidewalk, her arms wrapped around her chest, looking up and down the dimly street and pacing slowly before borrowing a cell phone for passerby to call a friend. The piece subsequently described with the term illegal loophole. Anna did not know in New York that there is no law specifically stating it is illegal for police officers or sheriff's deputies in the field to have sex with someone in their custody. And it's one of 35 states where armed law enforcement can evade sexual assault charges by claiming that such an encounter for coping to intercourse is consensual. BuzzFeed spotlight on Anna's case was meant to underscore the finding that in 35 states, no law existed to express define all sex between police officers and detainees as non-consensual by its nature alone. Therefore, a detainee might feel obligated to consent to sex in order to be avoided being arrested or detained, even on false charges. February 10, 2018, feminizing article also circulated widely, further explaining the crux of the issue. A person in police custody can't give genuine consent, freeing from coercion. Not to arm police officers who had the power to arrest them if they say no. But here's the kicker. BuzzFeed's investigation found that in 35 states, it is illegal for police to have sex with people in their custody. Police officers are no different. If you're in the back of a cop's car, you're at their mercy. The police shouldn't be able to exploit the power differential to force themselves a vulnerable woman, yet in most states in America, they can do so and face no legal consequences. A man appended to BuzzFeed piece to play wording that a de facto reality seemed like a de jure legal standing court that police have explicit permission to have intercourse with people in custody. In the content of the article made clear that the rape by police but in the context of the article made clear that the rape by police was illegal in all 50 states and that Anna's alleged attackers were arrested according to BuzzFeed. The cops made no arrests, issued no citation, filed no paperwork about the stop. Hours later, Anna and her mother went to a hospital where Anna told nurses two detectives had sexually assaulted her, according to hospital records. Semen collected Anna's rape kit matched the DNA of detectives Eddie Martin and Richard of the Brooklyn Narcotics Intel. Both have since resigned from the force and been charged with rape. The context missed in the spread of both articles, which is that laws exist in several states classifying any sex as non-consensual and more participant is an on-duty of power, such as corrections officers and a social worker. In the state of New York, law of a similar nature did not include police officers and detainees in this language. BuzzFeed further asserted that 158 law enforcement officers charged since 2016 with sexual assault, sexual battery, and unlawful sexual contact with a detainee. At least 26 has been acquitted or had charges dropped based on the consent defense. In short, the original item posited by BuzzFeed pertained not to laws allowing police officers to rape with impunity, but the absence of laws that explicitly define any sexual contact between the detainee and officer as non-consensual in many states. Started the article at one point and it seems I'm going through a rabbit hole. I didn't know that in 35 states, the verbiage of the laws states that police officers can get away with raping people in custody. And Philip Nordo, the original guy for where, the first report I was telling you about, the 35 counts, it says in the states of Pennsylvania, laws in 35 states allow cops to have, and it's one of the 35 states that allow cops to have sex without someone in their custody. One of those states is Pennsylvania. That's not good. That's not good at all. In closing, because I'm going to end this right here. In closing, I believe that if you're hearing this, I believe you guys should look into it and you should pass this information around with other people. It's very important you share this episode because the fact that 35 states were allowed to have sex with someone in their custody, that is a problem. I'm going to list the states right now. I'm reading it from left to right, from the West Coast to the East Coast. Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, Iowa, Wyoming, Illinois, Montana. No, that's Missouri, excuse me. Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama. What state is that? what's the state between Louisiana and Alabama? Yeah, Missouri. Yeah, that's Missouri. South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, South Carolina, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Maine. What is the state between my... Oh, that's Missouri. But what is M-O? They got the damn notation. They got the abbreviations. Yeah, so those are the states that are... they're allowing cops to have sex they're allowing cops to rape people with somebody in their custody. Like, why would a cop have sex with somebody that they're detaining? That's already a power dynamic. That's already, when you arrest somebody, you're automatically in a position of power over something. So why would you have sex with them? Because that is literally the definition of rape. Listen, this was all I want everybody to do. If anybody is listening to this podcast and do the research on their own, I want them to pass this along. It's very important. Thank you. This is Jeffrey Frazier of Back Wall Street Chronicles, and I'm signing off.